me that is in need. And I tell you, seem like when it comes to my house, it's a little different. I get a little more serious, a little more aggressive about it. And it's kind of like your boat sinking. You all fish a lot on Toledo Bend. You see an old boy out there, his boat's kind of getting low in the water, and he's got the bilge pump going, he's got the can going. Man, I tell you what, that old boy, he's having trouble. You better get that water. But if it's your boat, you ain't looking around. You got a bucket. You got the bilge pump going. You're trying to keep that thing afloat. So it's something about being desperate that makes us spring into action. I tell you, when it's my family, you better believe I'm going down to pray. And you better believe I'm looking for the pastor in the prayer line too. You know, nothing against anybody else. I got confidence in this whole church. I believe I could call anybody out of this audience to come pray for me, and I got confidence God would hear what you have to say. But there's something about going to the pastor, just like she went to the prophet and said, Lord, I need help. Amen. Desperation will make us and drive us to seek help. When it comes to our house or to your house, it changes things. And it was her desperation that brought her to the prophet. And when the prophet spoke to her, the prophet, in my estimation, what he said simply represented the word of God. And I tell you, all I need sometimes is just a word from God. Just a confirmation that he has heard me and that he is listening to me. And I thought about the Syrophoenician woman that came to Jesus and by law wasn't even supposed to be speaking to him and him to her. And she told him about her need. He said, ma'am, I'm only come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You know what she said? Even the dogs get the crumbs from the master's table. All I need is a crumb, Lord. You can do all you want to do for the lost sheep of the house. All I need is a crumb. And I tell you, God or Jesus himself, he could not even think about turning away faith like that. And it was so unto her that day. Amen. So all we need sometimes is just a word from the Lord. The prophet said, what do you have in your house? And I think in a way, she kind of underestimated what she had in the house because she said nothing except a pot of oil. Don't underestimate what you got inside of you, folks. I just read you the scripture. This treasure is in the earthen vessel. Amen. You have what you need in the house already. I tell you, every empty vessel was filled. Those that she had borrowed from the little pot of oil, the oil was already in the house. What we need is already in the house. Amen. Brother Baggett so capably taught us the other night about faith and about how we have faith. We just need to put it into action. We just need to do something. Amen. I tell you, seem like we're always looking for that person that can help me out of my trouble, and if I could just get to that certain service, and I'm telling you, the miracle, folks, is in your house already. Amen. Verse 3 said, go borrow thee vessels abroad from all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And I tell you, sometimes, and I'm speaking to myself, this woman was kind of like me. Sometimes I just want a little immediate relief. Lord, just give me just a little bit of relief right quick. Well, I tell you what, I don't want to be just gotten out of pain, trouble, debt, bad relationships, or conflict. I want long-term fix. Amen. That's what I'm looking for, and that's what God wants to do. God is wanting to do more than just get us out of our mess or get the devil off your back or as this lady, get the creditors off your back. Amen. God wants to bless you. And God wants to change your lifestyle and not just a temporary fix. God wants to fix you long term. Amen. And I'm not saying we're going to be exempt after that from different things that come up against us in this life. But I'm telling you, I want God to assure me that everything in my house is full of oil and I've got enough to pay my debt and I've got enough to live off the rest no matter what comes or goes. But first, we have to admit that we need his help. I tell you, every borrowed vessel was a declaration of desperation. It was admitting to God, I'm as empty as this vessel. And I'm weak. And I am powerless as this vessel. And I tell you, sometimes I believe the reason God can't bless us, we're too full already. Too full of self-sufficiency. Too full of pride. Too full of human wisdom. Too full of ourselves. And I tell you, every empty vessel that was there prophesied of a blessing that was coming. Every vessel said, I'm ready to be filled. And we have to also. Verse 4, when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. And I tell you, when you need a miracle and you need a breakthrough, we need to know who to shut in, shut out. Sometimes we need to slam the door on things that are bothering us that we have control over. There are some things we can let slip into our lives that needs not be there. Amen. The eyes are the window of your soul. That's what the scripture says. That's not me. And I'm telling you, what enters into your eyes and into your mind can get into your soul and can fill your vessel with contaminated things. And it can fill your vessel. I don't care what you look like on the outside, but your vessel can be so full of dirty things that you wouldn't take a drink out of it if your life depended on it. Amen. Shut the door on things that doesn't need to be in your life. Not everybody can see what you see and hear what you hear. And not everybody has faith for a miracle. So we need to void ourselves of people like that. I tell you, I love everybody, sinner and saint alike. But I tell you what, I have a thing about having negative people in my life and trying to drag me down. I don't like to. I've even admonished on people in my family. You know, hey, wait a minute. You know, just don't speak about negative things. You know, making passing comments and stuff like that. My Bible says you're going to be judged on every word you say, every idle word. And I tell you, words that are used in a negative context and are negative about towards somebody, we don't need to be doing that. Amen. So we need to know what to shut in and what to shut out. And he told that woman, he said, you get in that house with your boys and you shut the door and you start filling pots. Amen. And I tell you, fill them up to the top before you start another one. Because people that I know personally, and you do too, they struggle with their walk with God because they refuse to fill up. They just refuse to fill up. And it seemed like a lot of people are just content to try to get close to somebody that is full. Maybe a little bit of splash out and get over in my pot. But that's not how it should be. I tell you, just a half a tank is how a lot of them like to travel. And so the world begins to fill up their vessel with things not good. And I tell you, when you travel, you don't travel with an empty tank or about a quarter tank of gas. You're going to run out. I caught a ride home from work one time. I was carpooling. I had to hold over, and they supplied us with a cab. And we left town, and we left Sulphur and was north of Sulphur, and this lady was driving, and nothing against ladies. Men do it too. She said, "Whoa, I hope I have enough gas to get to De Quincey." I said, "Well, I hope you do too." Well, we ran out at Sam Dunham Road. They were working on that highway at the time. It was tore up like a sow's nest. And it was on a Sunday. I'm telling you, we was in a bad fix. And I started walking. I started walking to De Quincey. I turned around and looked at her. She was walking back towards Sulphur. I guess you're going to go get a gas can. But I walked a High Hope Road, and a guy picked me up. And he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I'm going to De Quincey." I said, "The cab back down the road run out of gas." And I said, "I'm having to walk to De Quincey." And he gave me a ride all the way to my house. And this fella had been out partying all night. I could smell it. I mean, you just about get high as a Georgia pine just riding with him. But he got me to my house. Amen. Because she was running on half full. I'm going to tell you, things will happen in your life running on half full. And my poor mother-in-law, when I'd go down to her house, she'd say, "Take my car and fill it up." I'd start out of the driveway and I'd look. I'm telling you, the needle wasn't that far off full. Brother, that woman didn't run on half full. Had one leg. The longest trip she ever made was from the house to the grocery store and back to the house. But I'm telling you, a full tank. Old Ma didn't want no half a tank. Folks, we got to be running on full. Amen. The pots have got to be full if we intend to pay our debt and live our us and our sons and our families off the rest. Amen. We don't need a half tank. Luke 24 and 49, tarry till you be endued with power from on high. Acts chapter 2, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians, don't be full of new wine. Be ye full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need our pots full of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is be empty. Sometimes realizing that, Lord, I need you. I need a touch. My tank is empty. Sometimes that's a good thing. Now, that may be a hard concept to understand. But sometimes it takes that to realize we need a touch and we need a lifestyle change. And not just to make me happy or to get me by. I want that touch and being full so I can walk upright and holy before you. I mean, that's what the scripture demands of us, walking upright and holy before our fellow man and before Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you this morning, full people walk different, talk different, sing different, pray different. And I was in the prayer room this morning and just something struck me. I just kept my mouth shut and I began to listen to the different men and women in there praying and what they were asking of God and what they needed. And I tell you, it was a blessing to me. I'm telling you, it just did something to me to listen to people talk to the Lord and in essence tell them, Lord, I need you this morning. My pot's a little bit low. I need you to go ahead and just fill it on up to the brim. And when you move that pot, it's so full, it's splashing over the side. Amen. So when you're full of the Spirit, it will affect every part of your life. I tell you, Lord, I want you to fill me up so you can pour me out. I want the Lord to fill me up so he can use me. He's not going to use a vessel that's got just a little bit of oil and a lot of contaminants. He wants a vessel that's full of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 20, now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages, world without end. Amen. I'm telling you, when your pot's full, God can use you. It's the Holy Ghost in you working, and it is for the glory of God. For the glory of God. And he said, by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. I tell you, this thing will carry you all the way through to the next world. Amen. And that's my hope, and that's what I want. Everything you need is in the house. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, and she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said, there's not another vessel. And the oil stayed. Verse 7, then she came and told the man of God and said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, live thou and thy children of the rest. Folks, it's already in the house. The oil is already in the house. Use what you've got. Amen. God bless you this morning. I love you. Thank you for your patience and your kind attention. And we'll take a quick break right quick and come back for our worship service.